Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
As they begin their new football season, three active NFL players have agreed to donate their brains after death for research at Boston University. BU's medical school says the donations, revealed yesterday, will help scientists investigate the link between sports-related brain injury and dementia. But it's not just professional athletes who are at risk. Up to 10% of high school athletes suffer concussions every season. And as WBUR's Meghna Chakrabarty reports, some schools are turning to high-tech ways of managing head injuries.
Paige Brody's son, Cale, goes to a private school in Maine. Earlier this year, he hit his head hard. And a few weeks later, he was home on break.
He'd called down to me from the computer upstairs and said, "Mom, I've either got a brain tumor or PCS." And I said, "I don't know what PCS, but I certainly hope it's the latter." And he explained to me that PCS was post-concussion syndrome, and he had a lot of the same symptoms.
Cale had almost all the symptoms.
Dizziness, blurred vision, slurred speech, headaches, trouble thinking.
So Paige turned to Neil McGrath. He's director of Sports Concussion New England. McGrath is a clinical neuropsychologist, and 5 years ago, he got interested in mild head injuries when his own sons suffered concussions while playing sports at Brookline High School. Paige listened in as McGrath interviewed Cale, and she was shocked by what her son had to say.
So he had a concussion in hockey, didn't complain. Game 2 or 3 days later, he hits somebody in a check. It rattles his cage enough that that causes a secondary concussion. 3 or 4 days later, he falls down the stairs and hits his head on cement.
Cale had self-diagnosed correctly. He did have post-concussion syndrome, but it was treatable. McGrath put Cale on an unconventional program he also offers to Massachusetts schools. He calls it Comprehensive Concussion Management. It's a two-part program. The first part is a web-based test called the IMPACT test,
which stands for Immediate Post-Concussion Assessment and Cognitive Testing. It's the same software that is used throughout pro sports by professional athletes right now.
The test measures short-term memory, processing speed, reaction time, things that would be affected in a concussion. Schools working with McGrath test athletes at the beginning of the season, before any injuries, to measure the student's baseline or normal scores. After a bad hit, the student is tested repeatedly over time until their scores on the impact test return to normal. The second part, McGrath says, is management. He educates the circle of school officials surrounding the student.
What concussions look like, how they present, and how athletes ought to be taken care of after they've been suspected of having an injury like this.
He also consults with teachers on how to adjust a student's schoolwork in order to give the injured brain a break.
We want people to understand that a concussion is something you can recover from fully as long as you rest properly and undergo proper management. It's when you go back to play too soon that you get into trouble.
So McGrath designed a kind of modified lifestyle for Cale. His mother, Paige Brody, was so impressed with the program, she wondered why her two other children weren't getting the same supervision.
I then looked at DS High School, Dover Sherman High School, and said, "We should have this."
1, 2, 3! Yes!
Paige worked closely with athletic director Heath Rollins to get the program up and running at Dover Sherborne High School this year.
Attack! Great!
Good job, Hines. Hey, head in front, though. Head in front. All right?
Yeah.
Rollins says he readily embraced the concussion management plan because at Dover Sherborne, almost every student plays at least one sport a year.
Great. Better, better. He's not scared to hit. 81's not scared to hit.
But he had some initial concerns about the computerized test, namely what he calls sandbagging.
A student going lame on the first test to keep that score down so even if he had an injury, he could score the same on his post-test.
And therefore return to play that much faster. Students can often be their own worst enemies in managing mild head trauma. Rollins says they'll do anything to play again, whether it's lying about how bad they feel or going doctor shopping until they find a physician who will clear them. Rollins should know. In college, he cut off one of his own casts in order to get back on the football field. But that's exactly why Rollins says he likes the computerized testing. it makes it harder to hide head trauma and easier to accurately judge when sports are okay again.
Now there's some data, something to look at to say this student might not be ready yet to return. So it just gives more information for doctors and our athletic trainer to make that decision.
Still, schools like Dover-Sherborne are the exception to the rule. Just 24 high schools currently run this kind of comprehensive concussion testing with Neil McGrath. It can cost a lot. Dover-Sherborne High School pays $4,500 a year for the full program. Paige Brody says she understands that some schools just aren't able to pay that much. But she believes computerized concussion management will catch on.
You know, most parents want their kids to be safe. And most of us know that our kids don't have a career in sports, but their brain's going to be with them the rest of their lives.
As for her son, it took 8 weeks of no sports and reduced schoolwork for Cale to recover. But he did. And while he'll probably never skate for the NHL, Cale will be back on the ice, playing for his high school this winter. For WBUR, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.